Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
So, as you know, it's no secret that the best shenanigans always start with a little drink. And today, yes, we are talking again about wine. I actually just discovered this awesome wine subscription called Bright Cellars, where they match you with the wine you'll like based on your taste. So all you guys do is you take this really fun quiz, ask questions like, what's your favorite type of chocolate? What's your go-to drink? And then their algorithm recommends the top 4 types of wine that you're most likely to enjoy. And if you like your matches, you can even get them sent to your door. So you don't even have to take that trip to the store. See what Bright Cellars recommends for you at www.brightcellars.com/Sheena. Make sure you use my link when you take the quiz, because if you end up wanting to purchase your matches, my link will get you 50% off your first wine shipment. That's Bright, like smart, and Cellars, like a wine cellar, .com/Sheena for 50% off. Cheers!
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Shenanigans. I am your host, Sheena Shea. That is at Sheena, S-C-H-E-A-N-A, on all socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, which is my fave. Today,
Snapchat just lost a lot of money.
Well, hopefully they gain it back from this shout out right here.
Did you hear about that?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not on it.
Yeah. Kylie and Rihanna.
I'm not on it because
I haven't even said who you are yet.
Oh.
People who don't know your voice are going to be like, wait, who is this guy just talking?
I'm shocked.
So, as I was going to say, I have a very tall and handsome man sitting next to me in the studio right now as he touches his dad bod belly.
That's right.
That is Shep Rose from Southern Charm and Relationship. What's up?
What's going on, Sheena?
Yeah. All
Last
right.
Last time I saw you was in New York. It was a long time ago.
That's one of my little notes I have here. We can
That was a wild
We can lightly
night.
Get into that.
Yeah, okay.
What
the
were you just...
The cops might burst through the door if we talk about it in detail.
Yeah, not in full detail. We'll save some of that. But yeah, I did hear that about Snapchat.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do it because I figure if I take the time to film a video, I want it to last longer than 7 seconds or whatever.
You know, there's this crazy feature where you can save it.
Yeah, I don't care. I like Instagram. I like the Insta stories.
That's the same. It's still 24 hours.
I like it better.
Yeah, so what I do is I Snapchat, use the filters because I like them better. I save it, and then I post it to my Insta story.
Ah.
Because Insta definitely gets more views.
I stare at my phone too much as it is. My friends give me grief. I don't need any more sort of temptation in the phone realm.
The struggle is real for
Shep.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to be present. I want to, you know.
That's good. I like that. Yeah. I do like that.
Do you catch yourself being too addicted to your phone?
I used to be. And then I was just saying on my show a few weeks ago, this year I had deleted my Instagram and Twitter apps from my phone. I just completely deleted them. I had my sister doing it for me full time for a little bit because while the show was on air, I'm in a relationship I'm no longer in. It was just so many opinions and negativity and just all of this coming in. Yeah. And I was getting real defensive.
Yeah.
And my mom one morning was just like, Sheena, get off Twitter. You look like a crazy person. I was like, I'm deleting it. Yeah. But I was like, wait, I can't delete it. Like, but I deleted it from my phone for a bit. And it was a nice break, though. Like, I did appreciate having that. And I noticed how much when I'm at dinner with people, they're just on their Instagram feed. And then I would grab my phone. I'm like, oh, wait, I don't have Instagram on it. So it was a nice, needed break.
Good. Good.
But then it's like I also, like, missed all of the positives that come with it. And, you know, the fans who are excited when I like a comment or respond to their right. question. And so I'm like, you know, it was a break that I needed to take. But I'm back, bitches.
I like Twitter because I like to start shit. Mm-hmm. and then belittle people who are not as smart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. One of my favorite things
I mean,
is making
I get into
people
politics.
Feel stupid.
It's really dumb. But
no, I know you
do. I'm just like, ugh.
I love putting people in their place. So when they have something to say, and I'm like, actually, you're wrong, and now I'm going to tell you why. And then they're like,
yeah.
Oh.
Well, the best thing to do is you disarm them with a little bit of comedy and a little – and you sort of like – poke them, and then everybody else jumps on them, and then they delete their account. Mm-hmm. That is the
best
thing.
Oh, my God, yes. Or they'll block you, and I'm like, oh, bummer, I can't follow you.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Well, Andy Cohen likes to mute. He's a big fan of muting.
Oh, I'm
people.
All about the mute button on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that on Instagram you can mute people's stories, but sometimes it's like I still, like, I don't want to be, like, catty or petty and, like, unfollow certain people. I won't name names. But I'm like, I also don't want to see your shit on my feed
well,
every
Well, I turned off my comments when I went to shoot geese with my uncle's ranch.
Oh, yeah. Turn those comments
yeah,
off.
Yeah. And I was just like, you know what? I don't want to hear it.
No.
I was like, and by the way, you know, how do you think that pate that you ordered at the restaurant gets to your plate? It's really messed up,
yeah.
too. Like, processed meat is the way they treat animals is, mm-hmm. is pretty bad. I mean, everyone agrees with that. Of course, I'll have a burger after this and yeah. enjoy the hell out of it. But, like, for example, a goose, they stuff their face with food and make them fat and in a little cage. It's really fucked up,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just out there shooting them.
You're just killing them.
Yeah, and I'm eating them. I don't know. Are you a vegetarian?
I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm not.
But you're not a hunter.
I'm not a hunter, no.
Well, look, I'm not like Mr. Hunter guy, but I grew up doing it.
Yeah.
And my dad and grandfather taught me, and then, yeah. you know, it's just one of those things.
Your
you
hat's
know?
Like super like America right
That's
now.
Right. I need to get you
I could totally see you doing that.
All right, let's talk.
All right, so before we get into all of the things I want to talk to you about, we're going to play a game of Heads Up. Have you played that before?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, here at Shenanigans.
I'm sure I can. I'm a quick learner.
We play a game every episode. So for you, I have chosen the adult supervision version of Heads Up. So here's how you play. We're going to each go and we're going to see just one round each, see who gets more right. So you're going to hold it up. And as
oh,
I'm
I know
holding
heads
up,
up.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to describe. And then if you get it right, you go down.
Sure.
And if you don't know it or you get it wrong, you pass, and you go up.
So if you get it right, bam.
All right. So do we want to do one, version two, even adulter, or version three, bad behavior?
Adulter? What is that?
I don't know.
Adulter?
It says adult supervision, even adultier. Your choice.
I don't care.
We're just going to go bad behavior.
Okay, bad
let's
behavior.
Let's just do it.
Please.
All right. So here we go.
When someone pulls your underwear up from behind.
Wedgie.
You get beer and you put your hands on it, someone lifts your legs.
Oh, beer keg. Or keg stand.
Keg, yep.
Slapping that ass. No. Spanking.
Yes. It's in a usually a Western country and Western bar, and you.
Bowl.
Yes. Oh, it's a show that you're probably kind of in Las Vegas.
A sex show?
No.
A Cirque show. Like titty show.
No.
A strip show.
No.
What do you think I'm in Vegas?
I'm burlesque.
Oh, burlesque. Okay.
Okay.
I've seen one. Ex-burlesque.
Okay, it's
amazing.
It's where you wear a white shirt and someone sprays you down.
Wet t-shirt contest.
Yes. It's a snake. It's a very long and big snake.
Anaconda.
Yes. All right, that's it.
Yes.
That wasn't bad.
That was pretty good. All right. Oh, I'm like, God. Wait, what kind of show do you think I'm
burlesque,
in?
Burlesque, I thought. I okay, see your pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, so at the end of my show, there
I want to hear all about it.
There is a burlesque dance number.
What is, do you have like a script that
right,
you have
so,
to follow?
So I got six. Yes, it's, so it is a scripted off-Broadway comedy. It's actually the longest running one.
Okay.
It's called Sex Tips for Straight Women from a Gay Man.
Okay.
And there are six acts in it. There's a quick little break. And then at the end, you get like a fun little strip tease. No like showing at all, but there's like this fun dance burlesque number
where,
at the
where
end.
Where do you stay when you're there?
So I have a condo just like 2 minutes off the strip. It's really,
where
really
do you
close.
Gamble?
I don't, thank God, because living there, being a gambler, no, I don't want to lose what I already have guaranteed in my wallet.
Okay.
That's the way I look at it.
I know. I wish I didn't gamble, but I do.
All right, so now it's your turn.
Okay.
All right. Virgin, you wear this, like, around your pants.
Belt.
Yes. Throwing the ball in the cup. And it's filled.
Flip cup.
No, the other one.
Oh,
red cups.
Ping.
With
ping,
not wine
yeah,
in it, but.
Yes, it's called. I don't play drinking games.
Ping.
It's called.
Come on.
Beer pong.
Yes. Did you go to college? What you would wear on your dick. Like
condom?
No, it's called like a. And you can also like lay in it.
A hammock.
Like, yeah, but what the.
Banana hammock.
Yes. Okay, you have to take this. Like if you get pulled over and they're like, no, you're drunk, you have to like
breathalyzer.
Make sure. It, close enough. Yeah, sobriety
field
test.
Sobriety.
Yeah, there you go. What am I doing?
Chewing your nails.
Close.
Nervous.
No, close. Not chewing, but
biting your
yes.
nails.
This is a movie. They're in Vegas. Also, the way and you feel really shitty after a night of drinking.
Hangover.
Yes, I'll give you that one. You just didn't go down in time. That's what she said. All right, I still won. You got five. Oh, no, you got six because I gave you hangover.
Okay.
So we're tied. All right.
All right.
Well,
I like that. That's equitable.
Yes.
Yes.
So maybe after some drinks at Sir, we can play that again later. And
okay.
You know, we'll see. God, sometimes I should just shut up. Anyway, so Shep and I met a little over a year ago.
We were on
Watch
What Happens
Live.
Yeah. It was, that was maybe one of my most fun ones.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Low-key, maybe high-key, was jealous when you did it with Stassi this year for our premiere episode. I was like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
my birthday. Why am I not doing it with Shep? Like, we had such good chemistry when we did that. It was so
that
much fun.
That was fun with Stassi. I like her, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen, I'm not going to get in between y'all. This
now,
is
but
crazy.
When
you are
were,
you not? Who are you not talking to currently?
I don't.
Everyone?
I don't talk to the majority of people you know.
I don't know that many
well,
people.
I mean, in,
oh,
in
oh,
that
okay.
circle. We're not going to name names. We don't have enough time to talk about all that.
Okay, let's talk about me.
But
my
I'm,
favorite
I'm gonna,
topic.
Yes, but yeah. I will mention when you were on Watch What Happens Live with Stassi, you had mentioned when I was texting you when I was in Atlanta.
I know, but that was so innocuous. I was
yeah.
like, yeah, we were trying to hang out, and
then,
it didn't work out.
Yeah, because I was at your alma mater. I was going
I know.
Tailgate in
Did
Athens.
Did you have fun?
I had so much fun. That's
yes,
really...
but then somebody wrote some scandalous article saying basically like implying that I thought I was a big deal, which I am the opposite of that, I think. I hope. Do you get that feeling?
I mean, I guess I know you, so I don't.
Yeah, no.
I don't think you.
I don't. I can't. I don't have a whole. It's funny. Like, I really don't have a whole lot of confidence in that arena. I mean, I do sometimes, but like, I can't imagine like the prettiest girl in the room wanting to talk to me. I just can't.
What?
I can't imagine that. because I'm just a guy from South Carolina. I'm a guy from Hilton Head
Island. So I haven't been the prettiest girl in the room, Shep?
Well, you talked to me and I almost fainted. I'm telling you. I mean, it was amazing. But we were put together by the Watch What Happened Live.
Yeah, and at the time I was in a relationship.
Yes, yes. But that didn't matter.
No, we still had fun.
I like having girls who are friends. Yes. I really do.
Yes.
Of course I was attracted to you, but nothing happened, of course.
Past tense?
Of course I am attracted to you. Sorry. You haven't changed, Sheena. You're still that lovely girl I met in New York.
So speaking of New York, okay, so this Shenanigans show has been in the works for literally over a year. I was going to do it with a different company before, and I had asked you to be a guest like a year ago when it was going to be up and running. And I had a memo in my phone still of some things that you had stories you told in New York that I thought were so funny. And here's the thing. You don't even have to tell them again. But I just want to know if you know what I'm talking about, because I was like looking at this and I'm like, okay, roadkill Derek story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that something we can share on air?
Okay. I passed out in a parking lot face down when I was in my 20s. And I got someone parked a car on top of me. And I knew the guy. And he was like, oh, my God, Shep, are you okay? It was a grass parking lot. The grass was like I was just like passed out face down. I mean, I was, you know, it was one of those nights. And he was like, are you okay, Shep? Are you okay? I was like, what? I mean, I don't really remember anything. So he put me in the back of his car, took me home. I woke up on a couch the next day, you know, like tire tracks on my back, just like all sore. And I look up and this woman is doing the dishes. And I was like, hello. And she goes, oh, hi, Derek. Good morning. And I was like, am I Derek? I thought I had turned into a guy named Derek overnight. And no. And she was like, oh, the neighbor's Derek. He usually sleeps on the couch. He kind of looks like you. I was like, where the hell am I? And then I walk into he's like, Michael's in the room. And my friend's name is Michael. And I walk into his room. I'm like, what is going on? He goes, yo, what's up, roadkill? So that's what he calls me to this day. He lives in Charleston, actually. Every time he sees me, he calls me roadkill.
That is so funny. Literally, after Watch What Happens Live that night, there was a group of us who were hanging out. And Shep had us dying laughing. Like, my stomach, my abs hurt the next day. Because we were just up until, 7 a.m. listening to your story.
I know.
And just
I should really
laughing.
Shut up
so
more.
Much fun.
Okay, good. You liked it. Okay.
There was another one, Toothless in Sonoma.
Oh, yes. Well, I was in Sonoma County. We rented a 10,000-acre farm, me and 30 of my friends, and there was places to stay, and it was and we had a pound of mushrooms because that's how I roll, or I like to roll. And we would eat them fucking breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and float around in this lake and we had kegs and. And we would just dance and laugh and just, God damn, it was fun. I remember one time we were driving from the lake back up to the house to cook dinner with mushrooms in the dinner. And Like a Prayer came on, the song. And it was like me and five guys. We pulled the car over and there's a field of daisies that head high. We pulled the car over, opened up all the doors and just started dancing in the field. It was an amazing time. And then, so we were, I was really into, the song Rosanna by Toto.
Yes.
At the time. And I was dancing and goofing off and, somebody's hand hit my face like perfectly, my tooth flew out of my mouth.
Oh my God.
And I have pictures. Do you want to see the pictures of the Toothless in Sonoma?
Yeah.
And, so we spent, I was like, okay, there's two things I can do here. I can freak out. Or I can just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I went with it.
You went with it.
And but that night, we drew names out of a hat for prom dates. We were doing a fake prom.
Yeah.
And my date, as it were, her outfit was a tight dress you'd wear to a nightclub with a balloon in it. So she was pregnant, and I was toothless.
Oh, my God.
And it was such fun. And so the next day, I flew back, or, you know, a few days later, I flew back on first class to get a new tooth. And when people walk by you and you just kind of feel bad because you're or I don't know, maybe the shoe's on the other foot. You walk by people in first class and you're like, God damn. Well, I was like, hey. I was like, maybe if you worked harder, motherfucker. Oh, that's kind of rude, isn't it?
Oh, Shep.
Yeah. All right. Okay, here it is.
Oh, you found it. Oh, my God. Okay, you guys are – we're going to send this to myself, and you guys are going to be able to see this on my Insta story.
Hold on.
Come on.
Okay. Well, I have a better one. I look a little more handsome.
Please send that to me.
You send it to
me. Oh, my God. I'm doing it. Okay. You guys, check out my Insta story.
Oh, my God. All right. Wait, are you going to save this for when the podcast goes on?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Do you have my name spelled wrong in your phone?
I don't know. What the hell am I, an English teacher?
I don't know. Well, it's not coming up. Is it? No. You don't know how to spell my name, clearly.
S-H.
Nope. See, that's already wrong.
Well, that's how I spell it.
Well.
Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. Okay, so why is it when you shop that the better for you products are so expensive? Like when they take out harmful chemicals and then charge you for that. Like why? I mean, you know what I mean. They take a $4 product and make it organic. Boom, suddenly it's $6. And if they make it gluten-free, whoa, there goes your paycheck. No, no more. Go to brandless.com where all of the good stuff is just $3. I'm serious, you guys. All these things you've been paying crazy money for now, organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, kosher, even cruelty-free products, you'll find online at brandless.com for just $3 each. Essential food items, $3. Household goods, $3. Beauty needs, $3. Brandless has better everything for everyone, all $3. And today, go to brandless.com and use promo code HELLO to get $1 shipping on your first order. Brandless.com, better everything for everyone, all $3.
This is Shenanigans.
All right,
go ahead. Go ahead and impugn me more.
So we're back, and I have – that photo is amazing. Okay, so I heard a little fun fact about you this morning. Did you grow up with Teddy Mellencamp?
Yes, Teddy Mellencamp and I are dear, dear friends.
So for those of you who don't know, she is one of the new Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And she, I mean, obviously, other than Lisa and Kyle, I love her. But she's my fave this season.
Good.
Do you watch the show? Okay, she is just so down-to-earth, normal, chill,
yeah.
Like... she definitely doesn't fit in with the catty group of women she's kind of placed with, but
I should really watch. Maybe
what
watch.
What was that like?
Oh man, it was great. I mean, her I guess her dad obviously is the singer rock star.
Yeah, Jack and Diane.
Yeah,
that is my shit.
I mean, I think he's I mean, I love his music, and but he. They were, from what as early as I can remember, divorced. So, and her mom is great, and. But we would go over there, and it was kind of anything goes. She had this amazing pool with a waterfall. So think of like a 10 or 13 year old boy. Like I was in heaven. I was jumping off waterfalls, doing backflips. They also
had a
trampoline built into the back deck.
Fun.
So you couldn't really hurt yourself too bad because you couldn't fall like 6 feet and break your neck.
Yeah.
So I managed to hurt myself a bunch, but they had a trampoline, a sweet pool, and they had a pet monkey. And I used to hang out with the pet monkey a lot because
that's
I'm obsessed with monkeys.
I am too. I want a pet monkey one day.
You
literally.
Don't.
No,
you don't.
My monkey isn't going to be one who throws poop and is mean. Like, I'm going to have a nice pet monkey.
Okay. Well, my mom and dad tried to get – when I went to boarding school, my sister was already off at boarding school. They sent me boarding school. It was just my little brother. And they tried to get my brother a pet monkey to replace me.
Oh my God.
And there was too much red tape. It's really hard and it's really not a good idea from what I can understand.
Okay. Well, thanks for crushing my dreams, Shep.
I think I want to get a dog, but I'm so nervous about it.
Yeah, that is a big responsibility.
I think it would make me be a better
person. Are you a responsible person?
No, but I think I want that.
That's a rhetorical question.
But I think it would help me be one, maybe.
Maybe.
A French bulldogs are so funny.
Oh, my God.
I think they're cool. But
they're so cute.
I know. But and then it'll make me stay in more. And
yeah.
I'll, get up earlier and, do things I'm supposed
but
to do.
But will you?
Well, yeah. I'm not going to clean up after this sucker. I mean, I am, but I'm not going to, like, I don't know. I do like to sleep, and I do like to travel. Those are two things.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's why I have cats.
Anyway.
So easy for travel schedules. Maybe you should get a cat.
I might. I like cats. You know? I'm not an anti-cat person. Some people are. I'm not.
They're a lot easier maintenance.
Yeah. But they don't like you, right?
Yeah, they do. Oh, my God. Mine love me. They both sleep with me. Like, they are little snugglers. Oh. Like, they greet me at the door. One of them plays fetch. They're weird, but they're so cool.
Should I get a cat or a dog?
Cats are easier.
Season six.
Team cat. Hey. Okay, so speaking of, y'all's, what, fifth season now?
Fifth season. Can
just
you
started
it?
Airing. Started I guess with
you
your
can
birthday.
Believe it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, being we're season six. It's
wow.
Did you ever think when you signed on to do Southern Charm that it would be this successful?
No, I mean, I don't know. It's I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'll say that. It's been incredibly interesting. Sometimes frustrating, but I would say that 80% of the time it's fun and I enjoy it and all the things that come with it. So I would say that 80% is a pretty good hit rate for anybody who does anything
yeah,
in life.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. So I could have never predicted this. But you know what? And the thing is it's the cast and everybody is insane and different in their own little way. And it's lightning in a bottle, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Now, last season, you kind of caught yourself in like a love triangle.
Oh, my God.
Is that Austin?
Last
Chelsea?
Season, I was so mad about last season for a lot of different reasons. I mean, you know, look, I everything I did myself, but there was just sort of a thing that went on where, look, I don't know about you. You're either completely honest or you're kind of, you know, you hide some things.
And I'm too honest. I
mean, I decided to be completely like open the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, come on in. It's fucked up, but come on in.
Yeah.
And I should, I don't know. I paid a price, I feel like, but oh well, it's okay.
You know, live and learn.
Yeah. Well,
no regrets. Lessons learned.
I don't take it. I mean, I, you know, I don't have an axe to grind. I'm a happy guy. It's all good.
What would you say your favorite and least favorite parts of being on reality TV are?
Favorite part is just, I mean, you know, we get to go to New York and go to the Watch What Happened Lives. I mean, people, it's just kind of crazy. You get to meet all sorts of interesting folks.
Yeah.
Like you.
Thanks.
and it's, doors are open. Now, maybe that's the bad part too, though, because it is reality TV and like there is a stigma and, you know, I try not to listen to the negativity, but honestly, sometimes I put myself in other people's shoes and I would probably make fun of me behind my back.
Oh my God. I make fun of myself all the time. Literally on Snapchat a couple weeks ago, I had one of my friends over and we're watching the episode and he is just dying laughing at me. And they're flashing back to me saying the same thing over and over and over. And I'm like, okay, the only excuse I can have is, you know what? I smoke a lot of weed. I tend to repeat myself a lot. I'm just going to go with that. And that's going to be my excuse. But I'm watching it and I literally am screaming at myself on the TV. I'm just like, shut up, Sheena. Oh my God, don't say it again. Don't. Oh shit. There she goes. Said it again. So, but I'm like, you know what? All I can do is make fun of myself because I can't change the past. It is what it is.
Definitely have to laugh at yourself.
And I love making fun of myself. So
me
I'm
too.
Like,
it's important,
you know,
but like, what I mean is, like, I'm sure people say really ugly things when we're not around.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean? And it's okay because you'll drive yourself crazy if you think about what people are saying
about
you. But I don't know. Like, maybe that's a bad thing, but I don't know. I don't think about it. You know what another thing is, like, I'm sure – I'm not positive, but I bet you there's been some girls – Who are like, I like you personally, but I'm not gonna get involved in whatever you've got going on.
Yeah,
like I'm sorry, that's too much for me.
Right.
So maybe that's a downside too.
But,
yeah. I mean, the ups outweigh the downs. Let's be
honest.
Oh,
completely.
I mean, it's all good.
Do you think you have more haters or more fans on social media?
I think I have more fans overwhelmingly. I mean, and I think that they're rad, and I try to interact, but I catch myself interacting with the haters because I just want to beat them down so bad.
Yeah.
And it's so easy because they're the dumbest uh-huh. people on earth.
Oh, totally.
Like somebody said on Instagram, I posted something about when I was a little kid yesterday, and some woman said, and I used the word rapturously eating a popsicle, and and she goes, I think you just say big words because you have an inferiority complex. I was like, okay, what is it? What does your unsolicited negative comment say about you?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then everybody jumped on and started nailing her.
Oh, I love that.
I was like, yeah, so those, I got to love my fans for that.
Absolutely.
But it's still surreal to me to think that I have fans,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, I know my mom and dad are a fan of me.
Of course. They're your biggest fans. So from doing Southern Charm, did you ever think that you would get your own spinoff show? Was that something you wanted or?
No, it wasn't something that I set out to do. I'll say this. Me and Cameron and Whitney to a certain degree, but Whitney created the damn thing. And Whitney's doing Southern Charm New Orleans.
Oh,
did you know
no
that?
Way. Okay,
that's
I
Whitney.
Just I saw something on Bravo with Cameron and Jerry O'Connell
yeah,
the
yeah.
other day, and they were showing like
right.
previews for all that.
So I think that a part get back to your question about was I angling for a spinoff? No, I wasn't. And I think that the if I may be so bold as to say that the reason that maybe Cameron and I resonate with people is that we don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care.
Yeah.
This doesn't matter to us. And like, we're not trying to do this and that or
yeah.
sell this or do that. You know what I mean? Really, we're just all sort of sitting back and laughing at this whole
mm-hmm.
thing.
So for those of you who didn't watch Relationship, I love that name, by the way. Who came up with that?
That's what my friends called me. I was in my big relationship in my life.
Okay.
I was in my 20s. And I was boring, according to my friends. So they called
you
me
boring?
Yeah.
I find that very hard to believe.
I mean, my dad would call me and ask me what my friends were up to because he was like, I don't want to hear about your...
Oh, my God.
I'm sort of kidding.
Okay.
But,
I was like,
no,
wait.
They called me relationship. I was a different person, kind of.
Yeah.
But I was happy.
Oh, you're saying when you were in a relationship,
when
you were
I was
boring.
In a relationship.
Okay. That
yeah.
part I can understand. I thought you were just saying in general.
No,
I was like, wait,
no,
what?
No. I was, my,
gotcha.
My crazy antics were mitigated.
Okay.
And backed down big time because
yeah.
I was in
okay,
love.
Okay. I can see that.
Because I was in
yeah.
love. She's great.
Is that the last time you were in love?
That was the big one for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's all good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for those of you who didn't.
I was 24. Like you're not supposed
yeah.
to like.
Oh, no. That is single time. Yeah.
I just think, you know, people who get married when they're in their early 20s have a pretty high probability of it not working out in the end.
I got married in my late 20s and it still didn't work out. And on that note, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box for women everywhere to discover new brands and products for a life well-lived. FabFitFun delivers a box of full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products. It's delivered 4 times a year and it's only $49.99 a box. With Mother's Day around the corner, forget flowers. I mean, come on, not all women need flowers. FabFitFun is all that you need to make this Mother's Day magical. Not sure what to get for the woman who gave you everything? FabFitFun has got you covered. We take the guesswork out of gift giving, a gift that your mom is guaranteed to love. FabFitFun is basically 12 gifts for the price of one. Get your mom goodies from a variety of categories, health, beauty, fitness, lifestyle, home, etc. Valued at over $200 for only $49.99. Now, these are also full-size products. There aren't samples of anything. It is a fantastic value. Many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. I just got my FabFitFun box and I loved it. I get this 4 times a year, you guys. It's amazing. And if you haven't signed up yet, it's not too late. Go use my code to get $10 off your first box. Try FabFitFun today. Go to FabFitFun.com to subscribe and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code Shay to get $10 off your first box. That's just $39.99 for products valued over $200. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use my code Shay to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
New to Podcast One, The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner. Join Todd as he interviews the biggest names in Hollywood, like Adam Sandler.
We drove down there and my brother's like, do you have your material? I said, what do you mean?
Rebel Wilson.
I couldn't interact with these people, so I put on this American accent and pretended to be American.
And Isla Fisher.
I just wrote a passionate letter explaining how much I wanted to be a clown, begging them to accept me.
Download new episodes of The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts.
If you're like me, or like anyone else for that matter, finding the right skincare routine is nearly impossible. I mean, you never know how it's going to affect you, what you might be allergic to, if you look puffy. It can be stressful. But not anymore now that there's BioClarity. I started using this a couple weeks ago, and I absolutely love it. My skin has felt smoother. The hydrate, oh my God, you guys, it's amazing. BioClarity is packed with clarifying botanicals and new Floralux. So, what's Floralux, you might ask? Well, it's naturally derived from chlorophyll, and yes, that's the green stuff plants need, and is proven for soothing away blemishes. And the cream is actually green, which I think is just pretty dope. BioClarity is full of antioxidants that help reduce redness and feed and defend cells with an alphabet of vitamins to boost your natural beauty. BioClarity is delivered straight to you and is an easy-to-use three-step skincare ritual that's 100% vegan, plus gluten and cruelty-free. BioClarity also offers a skin smoothie with Hydrate. Hydrate is a lightweight, breathable moisturizer designed for even the most sensitive skin. And I have really sensitive and dry skin, and I'm telling you guys, this Hydrate is amazing. You can use it alone or with the whole BioClarity system. I've done both, and I like it both ways. Start a healthy habit and get glowing, clear skin now. Just go to BioClarity.com and my listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 savings and it comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter my code Sheena. That's BioClarity.com and enter my code Sheena.
We're getting back into shenanigans.
All right, and we're back. So as I was saying, for those of you who didn't watch Relationship. I didn't miss an episode of that.
Did you like it?
I did.
I thought they did a very nice job.
Yeah.
And I was very pleased.
But at the end of it, the two girls who were left, Peyton and Priscilla,
yep.
You chose neither.
I know. I know. Isn't that crazy? Well,
and then he chose a girl who already had gone home. And then you went after her, Bella,
yes.
In New York.
Well, yes.
But now you're here single.
Yes.
So.
What happened?
Exactly.
I liked them both tremendously,
I liked Priscilla. She was a little firecracker. From y'all's first date, I was like, I like this one.
I know.
And she was closest to your age.
I know, and I liked her a lot, too. But,
So what happened with Bella?
I don't know. There was just something when I was around her. I just liked her laugh and her smile mm-hmm. a whole lot. And that's all I'm trying to do is make someone laugh or smile.
Yeah.
And if I like the result of what I'm trying to do, it stands to reason that maybe I would be attracted to them. So, uh-huh. And she left and it was like crazy. And it was intense, man. The whole thing was intense because think about it. It was just me. There's mm-hmm. no one else.
Yeah, you were the Bravo Bachelor.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
You only have, what, 6 girls? Imagine the Bachelor when they have like 29. Could you do that?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to. But
okay.
And even on all these dates, I might be comfortable in front of a camera, which I am.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
Right, because it's new to them.
And it's not like I can watch the ball game like a normal date or like, you know, be like, hold on a second. Like, oh, shit, my friend. You know, like I was locked in.
Yeah.
And I was basically trying to pull the best out of them that mm-hmm. I could and give them my best. It was incredibly exhausting, I'll say.
Dating, 6 people at one time, that could be 6 girls. I wonder,
know.
That could be exhausting.
But it came out okay. I hope it came across that, you know, I treated them all as respectfully as possible. And I think that they walked away, hopefully with a smile on their face.
Yeah.
I went up to New York to do the reunion show last year. And Bella and I were talking and making plans and this and that. And I don't know what happened, man. I was there for 5 days. And she stayed with me one night. Now, she was going through, she was trying to get a new job, trying to look for a new apartment, all this, this, and that. But I'm of the opinion, if you really want to be with somebody and see somebody, it doesn't matter if the world is ending. You right. will make that happen.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm the same way.
So I was kind of like, oh, kind of bummed, you know, like, yeah. whatever. And then we, I rented a house in Montauk and it was Colin Jost's 35th birthday, and I invited some buddies, and then Bella and her friends came, and we were at Surf Lodge. You've been there, or Surf Bar, Surf Lodge in Montauk?
I've only been to Montauk once, but we spent most of our time at the Summer House.
Right.
So we didn't get too much time.
So we
out
ate
in
dinner
town.
At Lake, lovely dinner, some wine with a big group, and then we went to Surf Lodge, and it was like 11 p.m. and I've run into people I hadn't seen in forever, and she and her friends turned to me and was like, "We're gonna get pizza and watch TV at the house." I was like,
ooh.
"I'm not." I was like, "I can do that in Charleston."
There it
you
is.
Know what
uh-huh.
I mean? So it was just sort of a difference of philosophies and just the way, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, look, maybe I'm crazy. I probably am. I know I am.
I mean, I wouldn't say crazy, but just maybe
like
not ready for a relationship
no,
yet.
No, come on, man. I don't want to. I'm not staying in. I went 1,000 miles
yeah.
to get to Montauk.
Oh, no, for
it,
sure.
Like,
that I get.
Like,
yes.
And it just, you know, it was like, fell on deaf ears. Anyway.
So after
that,
it just,
else happened.
Yeah.
And then she canceled the dinner plans when I was in New York for one night, and that was the end of that.
So it didn't last very long is what you're saying.
No, it didn't. And I don't, and by the way, I had no ill will, and I actually helped her find a job
mm-hmm.
and all the, like, it, her life is fine and I'm not in it, and that's totally okay.
Well, good. As long as you're happy,
yeah,
you're in
yeah.
a good place. Okay. So, that,
last night, ran into
Oh, yeah. So, wait. Tell me about
oh
your night last night.
Well, let me tell you about the other night. Well, I've had a wild time here.
How long have you been in L.A.?
A week.
Okay. Ooh, wow.
I went to Sunset Towers to grab a drink.
I was there today. That's so
I never seen more celebs in my entire life. Minka Kelly, Emily Ratajkowski or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Chelsea Handler, I mean, so many people. Who's the girl that was in Thunder or the great actress Charlize Theron was with
oh,
Chelsea
yeah.
Handler. I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
So that was pretty cool. And then I was at a party, and there was this really, really, really pretty girl who I think is like a pretty popular model. And I was like, hi. And then I turned around and Zac Efron had been.
Stop it.
Had
oh, my God. What kind of party
been.
Were you at?
I was at a sick party. What can I say?
Seriously.
Yeah. And then last night, I mean, I hate to be like name dropper, but I'm just like a guy walking around.
Yeah,
you
but
know
I mean?
Mean,
that it's L.A. I mean,
yeah.
people love this shit.
And I guess last night I was ran into Ireland Baldwin, who's literally my height. She's,
oh, wow.
She's very tall.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very cool. So, anyway, I'm kind of crazy. I'm like a little boy from South Carolina roaming around and meeting these people.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's LA.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do.
And Scott Eastwood's 32nd birthday. I was there. I'm friends with some of his friends. So it's been interesting.
It's been
time.
A good trip.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like guilty about having so much fun. I kind of... I don't know.
Why?
I need to go home and check my mail.
Speaking of home, Charleston is still a place I have yet to come, and I really want to. I know. Well, I mean, had I been there, I think I would have hit you up. So,
yeah.
You know, what are some of your...
Got a guest room.
I have to sleep in the guest room?
Well, you don't have to. See what happens.
Tequila
what... says you don't.
What are some of your like go-to places in Charleston? Like if I were to go, where would you take me?
Well, I own a couple places, part owner of a couple places. So
you do have a job for those who think you don't.
Oh, I mean, I'm not like, you know, behind the bar or anything, but I would. But yeah, I've got a few things that I'm working on.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a bar called the Palace Hotel. I've got this other bar that you would love called the Commodore that's like live music.
Oh my God. Okay, that's my language.
Yeah. And then I have a bowling alley that I'm a partner in.
Fun. Yeah. Even with my long ass nails, I still love to bowl.
No,
they're
way.
Not real.
Oh, okay. Good.
Come on.
So, yeah. And then we go out to the beach bars. The beach bars are my favorite. Because I live out on the beach. I bought a house.
That's amazing. I'm moving to the beach this summer when I move back from Vegas.
Yeah, you should. So I have a house downtown, and life was a little too wild.
Uh-huh.
I had to get out because people were coming over at all hours of the day. It was just out of control.
Yeah.
And so I bought a house out on the beach. I still rent the one downtown, and I love it. And the bars out there are so cool. There's all these salty veterans out there.
Okay, you're really making me want to come.
Okay.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
All right.
My two favorite things, other than tacos, anyone who knows me, being on a boat and live music. Those are like my two favorite things
to do. I don't
think
I want to get a boat. I've been thinking about it. Yeah? Maybe I'll get a dog or a boat. Either one.
Boat.
Boat?
Boat and a cat.
Okay.
Boat and a cat.
All right.
All right. Before we wrap this up.
Please.
So who I know what I've heard, and the answer is most. Which cast members have you not hooked up with? Because I think you've hooked up with most. So
no,
I'm going to go.
Haven't.
No?
No.
That's not what I heard.
Well, Catherine, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was season one. No other ones. I mean, Cameron's married. Oh, Danny,
well,
of
now
course.
She's married.
Danny, of
yeah.
course.
So you and Cameron
her.
Never?
No, no. She was like seriously dating her now husband when we met.
Yeah. Okay.
She's great. She's fantastic. We're buddies. But now I don't see her or talk to her as much because she's this little nugget that she had. So I'm sort of bummed, but I'm happy, but I'm bummed, you know? So I need to go over that. I haven't even met Palmer yet.
What?
Yeah. She made me get inoculated. I had to go get a flu shot before I met. And I got one. And here I am.
And still haven't.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. But now
free.
Here you are, bar hopping in Hollywood.
Stop
with
it.
All these A-listers, because you're so cool, Shep.
Oh, my God. I knew you'd spin that into that.
We... so...
you're A-list.
Thank you. That's so sweet. More like D. before we go, favorite and least favorite cast member?
Oh, you're crazy. You think I'm stupid?
Favorite.
I mean, Cameron.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
She's my fave. Back to Real World San Diego. I've been a fan of hers for so long. Her and Jamie Chung, who's a friend of mine as well, were both on that season.
I really do like everybody for different reasons.
Yeah.
And at different levels.
Okay, who do you not get along with the best?
I mean, Craig and I are always at each other's throat.
Yeah.
But it's just. It's a brother thing. Like he's, I don't know. He has a chip on his shoulder about me for some reason. I feel like sometimes, and then I get frustrated by him easily, and then that just is combustible. But I really do love the guy, and like when we see each other, it's nothing but laughs, hugs, and shots.
What about Austin?
Austin and I are very close.
So was he was your friend before the show, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I recommended that he be on the show.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
For other male cast members.
So you wanted to bring a younger version?
Yeah, well, I was going to these parties at Austin's house, these late nights, and he was just this like affable, fun guy, and I was like, you know, world should be exposed to more southern affable, fun guys.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah.
And then I mean, you know, of course we have Thomas who's incredibly entertaining, but he, you know, he's can be volatile sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I've seen him be kind of a dick, and he said some things about some of us on social media.
I know, you know what the thing is he always apologizes.
Yeah.
But like, it's like, don't do it in the first place, buddy. You know, I don't know, but I enjoy being around him. So, I don't know.
So, I mean, else? You get along with pretty much everyone on and
honestly,
off camera.
I can't imagine not being friends with these people in my life because we know things about each other's lives these last 5 years that only we know about.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a fraternity or a sorority,
right?
Or whatever. It's just, you've been in the foxhole with these people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, And you can't
oh, I
not
know.
Love them.
I mean,
you can't not love them for that reason alone.
And that's one of the things with my show. There was a part when we were all in Mexico recently that I had pulled all of the girls into my room, and it was the day my divorce was final. And we don't always all get along, but I wanted to have a moment with all of them, and I had them all come to my room. We all did a cheers, and each person I was just like, here's the thing, like, we may not always get along, but, and I may dislike and despise certain people at certain times, but at the end of the day, we all still have love for each other. We've been through this crazy ride together, and I'm like, whether it was Kristen picking up the wedding present that I forgot the day of my wedding, or Stassi just being there for me during different parts, and then Katie was like my unofficial bridesmaid, and Ariana was in the wedding, and then Brittany and Lala came after, but they were there for the divorce, and it was just like everyone in some sort of way has been there for me in a hard time. And as much as, you know, we don't get along, it's like I still have so much love for all of them.
Yeah,
and it's frustrating when we don't get along, because it's like we used to have so much fun together. But then at the same time, I'm like, I just want to strangle you sometimes. And
so do y'all like so you don't like avoid or do you avoid?
I mean, I live in Vegas right now. So,
okay, so look,
I have my own little vacay.
I'm putting this to you right now. I think you should repair whatever ills.
I will say
life.
When I come back from Vegas, and those who are still currently close to me know, I'm a different person than I was last summer. I've really grown a lot. I'm single for the first time in 8 years, and I have been for about 8 months now. So
how's that going?
It's a lot of fun. All we're going to talk about this. I'm actually – Chef's never been to Sir. So we're going to get out of here. We are going to go get some drinks at Sir.
Okay.
I will fill you in on my single life in Vegas. But before we go, tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
Relationship is my Instagram, and then my name, Shep Rose, is on Twitter. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
And then Thursday nights is Southern Charm.
Yes. Yeah. Every Thursday night on Bravo, I am your host, Sheena Shea. That is at Sheena, S-C-H-E-A-N-A.
And we're going to get Sheena to do the next iteration of Relationship.
Ooh.
Relation Sheena. Relation Sheena.
Oh, my God. Bravo. Hey. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And also be sure to follow at Shenanigans on Instagram. Bye.
But real quick, right before we go, I've got to leave you with some useful car tips you might not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Removing excess weight from your car will improve gas mileage. And you can place your key fob on your chin to increase its range. Weird, right? Well, here's another tip you might also not know about. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right, TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.